Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for joining the Prophetic Encounter. I'm your host, Gil Burgos. Tonight, we have a special guest all the way from Staten Island, originally from Nigeria, a good friend I just met recently on Facebook, actually. And we connected, and I've been playing a lot of his songs. He has sent me an LP of all his singles and all of them put together. I was just doing some research, actually, and I was doing it on my Apple Music. And I saw that he had a lot of singles as well as the LP that he had sent me. So I'm really excited that he has joined us tonight. This is the man of God from Staten Island. All of a sudden, I'm going to find out a lot more about him. I know people have a lot of questions as well about who is this great singer, gospel artist, that was once in Nigeria and is now in the U.S. of A, has joined us. So I want to welcome to the platform a great brother and Lord, great artist, great entertainer. I love his music, love his style, love his passion for the kingdom of God and everything he's doing. So we're going to introduce the man of God tonight, Kayode Akajenu. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much. You know, I just want to say a big thank you to you, Gil, you know, for just being a supporter of the ministry and of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's such an honor to be speaking with you right now.
Amen. Same here. It's a pleasure, always a pleasure to speak to somebody who has the same desire to just express the kingdom of God and expand it in every avenue possible, whether it be through music, through video, dance, entertainment. I mean, whatever you can do, preaching, whatever you have talent, you can expand the kingdom of Jesus. Man, just go with it. So I want to begin by just asking you, just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I'm going to probably ask you just a few general questions about people probably want to know, and maybe we'll just take it from there. So just give me a little bit of background. Who is Kayode Akajenu?
All right. So Kayode Akajenu is, originally from Nigeria, born in Lagos, Nigeria. Came to this to the States, I think, around age 15, you know, and I was going to college for electrical engineering, you know, and in the midst of worship, we have one of our worship conference I was a part of a Christian club, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. So we had one of our worship, conference, and during that time, God just spoke to me, you know. He spoke to me, said, you know, come to my side. I know, like, you've been saved, but I want you to surrender your life totally and stuff like that. And, you know, I did. And while in prayer, God spoke to me, he said, you know, I made you for music. You know, this is the reason why I made you. This is what I've put in you. I want you to switch your major to music. And I did. And from then on, you know, I've been just worshiping the Lord and just, you know, using this music just to glorify his name. And also, I'm a worship leader at my church, End Time Rescue International Church. And it's just been a blessing.
So how did you wind up in from Nigeria? Why did you pick Staten Island? There's so many places in the United States. How did you wind up here in New York City? That's what I would like to know.
So, you know, because I came here when I was younger. So my parents, you know, actually brought us to New York, and the first place that we landed at is Brooklyn, you know. So we were in Brooklyn, Coney Island, you know. From there we went to Bushwick, you know, and from there, you know, it's, you know, Bushwick in Brooklyn, like Vesta around there. So from there, you know, I lived in Queens, you know, for some time, you know. I stayed with my aunts in the Bronx for some time, Baychester area. You know,
I've been there.
Yeah. So when I got married, you know, it was like, you know, we were looking for a house to buy and everything was just so expensive. So we just came to the island. That's how I wound up in Staten Island.
So you mentioned a wife. So you're married, you have children. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I'm married for over 60 years now with, you know, three children, two girls. And we just actually had a boy last year. So he's going to be a year, like, next month. So
how old are your children? You have three. Well, how old are they?
I have one. The first one is 16. The second one is 14. It's going to be 14 in June. And, you know, the third one will be 1 year next month.
Are they all boys or you have?
So two girls. So the first two are girls. So we just got our boy, you know, last year.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. That's great. He's a family man. Not only is he gospel, he's a family man. Wonderful, wonderful. So let me ask you this. Maybe you did answer this, but I'm going to ask it again. What first got you into music? Again, just rephrase that. I want you to just share that again with us.
So what first got me into music? Well, you know, because when I was little, you know, I sang. I was part of the church choir that we went then, you know. But it's not really that, you know, I was looking to do music, you know, for a career or anything like that. But, and especially then too, like most Africans, is like, if your kid is not a doctor, lawyer, or engineer, you know, it's like, you can't tell them about music. You know, around that time when I was growing up, music is not an option. Mm. So I was not really looking into doing music or anything like that. But I had the talent, you know. So, but when I got to college, you know, and as I begin to, you know, just seek the Lord's face, and God just begin to pull me and, you know, tell me, okay, this is what I made you for. This is the reason why, you know, you were created to worship me, you know. And so that's really actually what got me into doing music.
So did you start, like you said, in a church thing, and church singing, and choirs and stuff like that?
Yes, I was in the choir, you know. I actually led some praise worship in my brother's fellowship also. Was part of a choir when I came to the States in the church that we went to. But it's not until when God asked me to move to music, you know, and switch my major to music, that's when actually I, you know, really pursue music.
So when you started to, after you... You were doing, do you still do worship at the church, or is that something you do part time? How does that work now?
I'm still a full time praise worship leader. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, I'm a worship leader. So, I've been leading worship for, it's got to be over 30 years now. So, you know, I've been doing worship for a long time. Since when I was little, as a matter of fact, you know, I led praise worship at my brother's fellowship then when we were back home, and when we came to the States, you know, so I've been leading worship too at the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, you know, at City College. I led worship there too, you know. I led worship at my former churches, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm a praise worship leader.
Amen. So how did that transition from like a church into like a more professional type of thing, like what you do?
Recording artists, right? So, you know, after, you know, doing this for a while, you know, and I remember, you know, there was a time I attended a conference, and, you know, the prophecy came through, and he said, you know, God is going to give me songs and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, songs, you know, I don't know, you know. So as a matter of fact, before I became... So God actually told me, he was like, okay, I want you to do an album. So what I did was I pulled some couple of brothers together. So we formed a group, you know, so we call ourselves Purpose, you know. And so we formed a group, and we were working on a project, and we were around 80% done with the project. We had songs and everything. And one day we just went to rehearsals, and everything just fell apart. It's like that rehearsal was like the death of the group. I mean, it was not anything like not that something bad happened. It's just like everybody was just, you know, we were just talking and like, okay, yeah, we timed this and that. And I was sitting right there, and everything just kind of like fell apart. So then I was like, God, I know I heard you. What's going on? And God told me, I told you. He said, I told you to do music. I told you to do an album. I didn't tell everybody else to join you. He said, you were scared to go. And the reason why I pulled the brothers together is I was afraid, you know. So I was scared to go out there alone and everything. He said, it's you that I spoke to.
So hold on. You're telling me you had a group.
Yep.
And then with this group, you emerge into something like doing like singles. Is that what happened? So, like more professional, like you're saying.
Yeah. So the group, we were working on an album, right? So because God spoke to me to do an album, right? So, and then I pulled some people together to work on those to work on the album, right? And like I was saying, like we were 80% done with the album. We had like 11 songs ready to go and everything. Wow. And we just trying to wrap up some stuff. You know, we had the live pianos, the live drums, everything, like live guitars, everything. It's like we're almost complete. And, you know, we came to one of the rehearsals and everything just fell apart, you know. And God, you know, like, because I was the one with the vision. I was the one that God spoke to, right? So I pulled all the people in. And so when everything fell apart and I was going back to God, I was asking God, I said, God, what happened? You told me, God said, I told you. I didn't tell them. You know, it's you that I spoke to. So right. I was like, so then he told me, so in some of the research that you did, it's like my first album was Arise, Holy Spirit. And so that song, that album actually, because when we were in the group, I didn't have any songs, right? So when the group fell apart, and God was like, I told you to do the album. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, how am I going to do the album? It's like, with what songs? And God just began to give me songs. So, and that album, you know, so I pulled a couple of songs from the group into the album, and God was just writing through me and stuff like that. So that's how actually I started, because it was a direction from God to, you know, go into recording.
So which was the first professional single that you came out with? When you broke, then the book didn't work out and you just said you became a solo artist, more or less.
So when the group didn't work out, so I went on ahead and I did like a full album. I did an LP, you know. I did an LP with like 16 songs.
Wow.
Yeah, God gave me an LP with like 16 songs. So I did an LP with 16 songs. And so after I did that, you know, then I think maybe 3 years later, then we did like a live recording, which is I We Worship, right? So we did a live recording. That was actually my first live recording. The album that I sent you is my second live recording. So, So the first live recording is I We Worship. So we did that album. Then from then, the third album is African Praise, right? And
I'm looking at it right here on my phone as you're telling me. I see it, African Praise. It's a lot of songs here. I'm looking at it right here.
So the African Praise is mainly like just like popular African, you know, songs, songs in Africa, you know, that I just put together. And so I did that one. Then I released a couple of singles, you know, after that, you know, then the album came through, Big God, Great King.
Yeah, Big God, Great King. I don't think you can see it, but.
You see it?
Tell me, how did this happen? Because this is, I haven't heard the other ones. I'm pretty sure they're good too. I know they're good, but how did this happen? Because this is the one you sent me.
Yeah, so that happened, you know. My last album was 2013, you know, so at that time I transitioned to my current church right now, which is End Time Rescue International Church in Queens, New York. So after a while, you know, in 2016, I dropped the two singles, My Jesus and Nagode. So after like couple of years, then, you know, God was speaking to me. It's like, okay, time to release another album. So, and it was so funny because during that season, around 2018, 2019, we were early 2019 too. It's like we were in fasting and prayer, and God was just giving me songs. And you know, I have so many songs that the Lord has given unto me. So in my mind, I was like, okay, I got all these songs that God has given unto me. Okay, I'm just going to pull that, right, into the album. So I already have stuff in my mind. And God just shifted everything, right? He began to give me a new song, right? As we were praying and as seeking the Lord, he began to download some songs into my spirit, and I began to write. So what I originally wanted to do is not what, you know, was done. You know, so the songs that were pulled together is actually, this is what God wanted me to do. So by the time I pulled all the songs together, and I was like, oh, wow, there's a theme over here. Big God, great King, you know, and stuff like that. I was like, wow, man, this is amazing. Because, you know, that's not what I was actually expecting to do, you know. So, and so God just said, okay, put it together. So I put it together, and I, you know, I, and then we begin just to like rehearse. You know, I have my wonderful friend, Emanuela Young. You know, she's a vocal arranger, you know, a writer herself, you know, a great vocalist. And so she arranged the songs for me. And, you know, we got with the band and we begin to rehearse and, you know, we recorded it live.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. So you recorded this live in your church, the church that you presently attend?
Well, we actually use a church in Brooklyn, right? So because, you know, the church that I currently attend is not as big. So we got a bigger space. So we use a church in Brooklyn. So that's where we used. And so we recorded it live on September, I believe it was September 21 or 19, one of those, 2019. So we recorded 2019.
So yeah. So the musicians, the singers, where did they come from? All these, because they sound amazing.
Yeah, so the musicians, the singers, so my vocal arranger, you know, and a good husband is a very good friend of mine. So he worked with a lot of musicians. So and so we were able to pull them together, you know, and so we just assembled the musicians and we rehearsed maybe a couple of months, maybe more than 3, 4, 5 months. We were rehearsing, you know, coming late at night from work and wow. Arranging the songs and everything, you know, and then rehearsing and stuff like that. Then we brought in the vocalist and, you know, and we, you know, they learned the song and we put everything together.
I mean, the way he was, I was listening to it last night and I played it and there was something, I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I hear it. Yes.
There was something here that you have a lot of people here that that came on this with you. You have, let's see, Emanuela. You have Adea Wallace. You have another Pastor David. You have Eddie Niebuhr, Emanuela, yeah. Gabriel Akajenu, I think, right? And yeah, you have so many. Yeah. Who is that? Is that your wife or is that somebody related to you?
So I had... Princess and Gabriel Akujeno. So those are my daughters.
So it's they sang. Your daughter?
Yeah. So they sang on I Bow Down. So the first person that sang Mighty God, Glorious King, Jesus. So that's Gabriel. And Princess sang the other half of that song. I Bow Down and Worship You. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there's 12 songs on this album. And the one that I was blown away was the one with the Pastor David called Altar Call.
Yes.
Was that in front of a live audience too? That people were just like a service? Because he started praying for the healing in the congregation. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Yes, I mean, usually when I do live recording, I always... it's not just like praise worship alone because we are there to worship God, but also I always make a room for like an altar call and a way for people just to give their life to Christ or, you know, if they need a touch from heaven. And so like, you know, the live recordings that I do, you know, I usually have a song, you know, that ministers to people in that way. So, and one of the songs that God gave me for this album was Come to the Cross. Mm. So, and Pastor David came after Come to the Cross. You know, we invited people just to come to the altar. And, you know, they came and as they came, you know, he began to pray, he began to prophesy. because he's a prophet also. So he began to prophesy over the people's life, and he began to pray for healing and deliverance and stuff like that. So so that, like, when I do live recording, that's what I usually like to do. The Bible says, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. So my preaching the gospel is, you know, I use my music to preach the gospel.
Amen. And
to, you know, to invite people to come to Christ. So I always, you know, try to have at least one song, you know, that we invite people to come to Christ, you know, in my album when I do it live recorded.
Amen. It's like an evangelical. You're like a message. You're giving a message. You're not just singing a song like an entertainer. Yeah. You're preaching, but in a musical type of way.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Now, right behind you, I see you got some speaker. You have the stuff on the wall. I mean, are you in your studio like right now? When what do you do? I know sometimes you said you do like sometimes you do stuff every. I think some night during the week you do like a live show on Facebook. Well, tell me about that.
So I'm actually currently in my studio right now. I'm in my basement. So I do all my work here, you know, post-production and stuff like that. If it is not live, you know, I do all that stuff over here. I'm also an audio engineer. So, you know, So
hold on. Time out. You got too many gifts now there, brother. They're like, ooh, we're going over my head. You mean to tell me you do that too? You do your singing and you put it all together?
Yes, I do.
So you have all that stuff in your basement to put that together, you're saying?
Yes, I do.
Is a blessing. Wonderful. Yeah. So who taught you how to do that? I mean, did you go to school?
No, so, all right. So when God told me to switch to music, right? Now, knowing my parents, you know, they won't understand going to music. So I'm like, okay, I gotta kind of please them a little bit. So what I did was I did audio engineer, right?
Make mommy and daddy happy.
Yeah, so he had that engineer behind it. So it's like, it's in their mind, okay, my son is an engineer. So, because I remember one time my mom was asking me, it was like, audio engineer, what do they do? I'm like, well, they work with sound. It's like, sound, what is that? You know? Yeah. So and and after a while, I just like, listen, I'm a musician, you know, whether you like it or not, that's what I do. You know, and so I used to say back then that I'm a major in audio engineer and minor in electrical engineering. But I never went back to electrical engineering. So I just did music and stuff like that. So that's what I do.
So do people come to you for you to help them with their recordings? They say, can you help me while I have a project? Do you work on it with them too?
Yes, I do.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, how's that working for you with the music? How does that work? You do some music, you do some production. How often do you work on projects like that? Is it a lot? Do you have a lot of people with just starting? I mean, how long have you been doing this?
So for the most part, I've been like mainly working on my stuff. And I have another good brother, you know, I got to hook you up with, you know, with him. Zillas, he always comes through, you know, when he needs recording done and stuff like that. So he comes to the studio, you know, we record the vocals and stuff like that. And but it's something that, you know, I want to be doing more of, you know, and stuff like that. And also it's like, you know, so because one of the things that I also do also is, you know, because I have musicians that I also work with too. You know, so when I'm putting stuff together, sometimes, you know, I will send it to, you know, some of my musicians and stuff like that. So they will work on stuff, send it back to me, you know, put all the stuff together. And then, you know, if we need to mix it, we'll mix it and stuff like that. So, you know, that's, you know, we do all that.
So you're like a artist, producer, something sort of like a little bit, like you said, a little bit of both working in the music industry. Yes. How does it work with like going out with performings or shows or like are you going out to different venues still in church? I know COVID has stopped a lot of people from moving around, but how have you been dealing with that, being that we've been like on lockdown in the past and things have slowed down? What have you done to kind of adjust to that with your music career?
I mean, so so with So I think it's like, you know, when we did record the live recording in 2019. So we did that in 2019, and then like COVID hit. So when COVID hit, it was like, you know, I went through some because everything was shut down. You can't do
Yeah, of
anything.
course. Yeah, of
So,
course.
and I think I went through some discouragement, you know, and first of all, I went through some exhaustion. So I was very exhausted, just from the grind of putting the live show together, making sure everything is okay, and the rehearsals and the, you know, the music, all that stuff, you know. So by the time, I think after we finish recording, we finished recording in, you know, in September. So October, I was working and I was editing stuff, listening to stuff. You know, I got all the audio files back, listening to stuff, you know, editing, seeing things I got to take out and all that stuff. And so I worked on it for like a month. I got so, you know, exhausted. I was like, I just drop it. I was just like, I was burnt out. And so 2019 passed, you know, and I do remember myself like sitting on the, you know, I'll be lying in bed and I'm thinking, I'm like, man, God, I said, God, we spent all this money, you know, doing this project, and I don't want to come downstairs to the studio at all. Like, I don't want to come down to
Wow.
the basement. Yeah, I was like, I mean, because the basement, I mean, the studio's in my basement, so I just gotta walk down this. I don't want to have anything to do with the basement. I'm like, nope, I'm not going over there, you know. And I was just kind of discouraged. I don't know what it is, you know. I was exhausted. My wife was like, yo, you're exhausted. You need to, you know, relax, you know, you need to just take some time off and everything. So I did, but now I gotta get back to the project. So January of 2020 rolls in, you know, and I'm still going through the same thing. And I'm like, and there was like really no desire to want to work on this stuff. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, yo, we spent a lot of money on this. This
Yeah,
thing
of
gotta come
course.
out. You know, then I remember it was February. So February of 2020, around President's Day, you know, because I went to work, and on my break, I usually go for a prayer walk. So I went for a prayer walk and I asked God. I said, God, I need help. I said, because right now it's like I don't want to do this thing anymore. I don't know what's going on. I need you just to help me, just help me, help me. You know, and it was so funny. It's almost like something broke. You know, so when I came back from my prayer walk, I sat in the car before I went back to work, and God was like, make the calls. So I just begin to call people because, you know, I need the keyboardist to come back in the studio and lay down some stuff. There's some, you know, stuff that was messed up. The piano parts, like I think maybe a setting on the piano, you know, so the piano didn't come out as crisp. So we had to come and redo that stuff all over. So I just called everybody and we had to lay, you know, more parts, you know, maybe strings, this and that, you know. So I called everybody and I said, okay, we need to get back in the studio. I called the vocalist, you know, we need to add and layer some stuff, you know. And so we were able to do that. And it was so funny because God just gave us grace. I was able to get everybody and we were able to, in the span of like 2, 3 weeks, get everything done, right?
Amen.
So, and after we got everything done, then the city shut down. I was like, oh
Oh, my
no.
God.
You know, I'm sitting there. So now the devil's playing with my mind now. It's like, yo, what the
Yeah.
hell is doing this? You know what I'm saying? The city is just shut down. It's like, yo, were you trying to get this music out, you know, and stuff? So I'm
Wow.
sitting there and I'm like, I said, for real? So I said, okay, no problem. I'm gonna do some vocals that I need to like redo over and stuff like that. So I redid some vocal over, you know, but you know, I was just so discouraged, you know. I was very, very discouraged. And I was like, okay, God, this is not looking good. And months went by. And I remember, you know, I remember, you know, my vocal arranger, Emanuela, she called me. She was like, listen, we gotta do something with this album. We gotta get a single out and stuff. And so I was like, all right, let's get a single out, you know.
Yeah,
And
let's get back to work.
Yeah, so she kind of encouraged me to do that. So,
Amen. Amen.
and so I was like, okay, all right, we got to do that. So then she came back into the studio, work on some stuff that, she got to do. And I, God gave me grace just to be able to like lay my vocals over and stuff like that. And so we were able to release the single. I think we released the single in 2021. Is it 2021? No, 20. No, 2020. Is it 2020? I can't remember. One of those days we released Glory, which was the first
Oh,
album.
glory. Yeah.
So after we released Glory, and then I went back in my slump again. It's like I was like, okay, God, for almost a year went by, and it's like I didn't even touch this stuff. Now, in between that year, God gave me like just special grace just to like relay some vocals over, right, that I need to like work on. And so I was able to do that, and I thank God for that. It's like, because the vocals came out even better than what I did previously and stuff like that. So I was just so grateful for that. But now, just to release it, and so we were thinking, okay, we need money to mix, we need money to master, we need money to for production, we need money for designs, this and that, and all kind of stuff. So,
That's right.
and but we thank God, because God, made a provision and made a way, and we were able to put the stuff together, and we just like, okay, and we actually was trying to release it in December, then we push it to January. The enemy was fighting the album so much. So I said, okay, let's release in December. So I send the files to my the guy to mix it, and he said to me, he said, okay, it's gonna take a week. I said, okay, no problem. I said, no problem, a week, that's cool, right? He got the files. First of all, he had some issues downloading the files. It was eventually able to download the file. He started mixing and everything, putting all the stuff together. His computer crashed. His computer,
Oh.
so now he had to restore his computer from a Time Machine and everything. So he's restoring his computer. It's like almost 90% done. So this took like almost a day now. The computer crashed again. So now he had to stay up all night to make sure, everything get restored. So his sleep pattern is all messed up and everything like that, And so we went from, like a week, it took maybe over a month for us just to like finish mixing the album, because we added parts and stuff like that. There are situations going on. So, but after that, then when we finished mixing, we sent it to the mastering guy. So he told me, he said, don't worry, 2, 3 days, you should get this stuff back. The third day, I was hoping, okay, I get the stuff back. He called me, say, yo, my wife is in the hospital. I said, okay. I said, okay, all right. I said, what's your wife's name? We gotta pray for her. So we kept her in prayer and everything. Thank God she came back home. She was okay. And so he needed like a day just to, because he had to spend the night in the, at the hospital and stuff like that. So he needed a day just to, decompress from all that, for him to get back to work. And just when he was trying to get back to work, his neighbor ran into the pole that, he ran into the pole that supplies them internet, and destroyed that. So all their
Oh.
internet was like destroyed. So he couldn't, because I had sent him some files that he needed to download. He couldn't download the files, and he's in Chicago. And around that same time, they got snowed in, so his kids couldn't go to, couldn't attend school remotely and stuff like that. So from there, he had to check into an hotel, try to, make sure his children are able to go to school, he's able to download the files and stuff like that, all kind of stuff going on. But I thank God, because we got the victory,
Amen.
we got the victory. The enemy fought so. So, but I have learned, when you see stuff like that, like the enemy is like fighting against what you're trying to do. Because for my first album, I learned that. I was like, okay, so that means there's something here. Right? God is trying to do something and the enemy is not happy.
Yes, that's right.
So I learned that. So when the guy, he called me and said, "Yo, man, I'm so sorry, this and that. You know, I don't like my personal life to affect my professional work and everything." I said, "Listen, I understand." I said, "Life is more important than any other thing."
That's
You know,
right.
so I said, "Don't worry about the timeline and everything." I said, "We've already pushed it back. I said, "It's okay." He said, "In God's time, everything is going to come out." So, and so I thank God, eventually everything was able to come out, And so God put everything together. We went through some, struggles. We went through some hard time. We went through some time of discouragement. I even went through a period of time. I think it was around 2020, 2021, where I was telling God, I said, "God, I think this is going to be my last album." I was telling God, I said, "God, I think, I don't know if I want to continue with music, period." And so I was feeling all that, and I was just getting ready to give up, And it was so funny because I was talking to the youths at the church, and I said, I went through this, and I just wanted to give up. I said, imagine me wanting to give up on the thing that gives me my identity.
Wow.
Right? The thing that brought me joy. That's how hard the enemy is fighting. It's just like, why are you still doing this music? Because, especially when you're an independent artist, sometimes, you go through a lot of discouragement, when you feel like, okay, people are not supporting your ministry enough. And so sometimes you feel discouraged and stuff like that. I get young people, they come to me and say, they say, "Yo, brother," he's just like, "Yo, man, I just feel like giving up." I said, "You feel like giving up?" He's like, "If you give up, then what shall I say?" And I tell him, like, you just got to keep, just keep, grinding, just keep moving forward, and just keep, doing what God has placed in your hands, the assignment that he has given unto you. Just keep doing it. Don't worry about it. If people don't support you, God will make a way.
Amen.
So I've gone through all kind of stuff. And, sometimes you like, because of the kind of a person that I am, I'm not just a worship leader, but I believe God have, put me in the body of Christ as an encourager. So sometimes I do go through stuff so I can encourage other people.
Amen.
And let them know that, listen, it is not something that is not common to men. All right? So I've been through it. You're going through it. Just hang in there. There's a way out.
I believe now from listening to you, I believe that you have learned and you have grown, right? From everything you experienced to a point that now you're able to counsel others and say, "Listen, I've been down this road, man. Let me show you how it works." And I believe God is glorified in all of this because how you're able to share the how God comforts you. How he comforted you, how he rescued you, how he encouraged you. He did all those things, and you didn't give up anything. You didn't give up hope. And though the enemy tried to discourage you and try to take you out, he wasn't successful. And that's good advice that you have just shared. You saved me from asking you, because that was going to be my next question. What would you say to other up and coming artists? And you hit the nail right on the head for those who are watching and who are listening to this broadcast tonight.
Sometimes you would go, because I tell people, I said, sometimes you go through a season where it feels like you're put on the shelf. And you are forgotten.
Yeah.
And God is building character in you.
Yes.
Who are you? Right?
That's right.
You said, "Okay, God, I want to do this for you." Okay, why are you doing this? Oftentimes, sometimes when people come to church, it's like, I ask them, "Why are you here?"
Exactly. Exactly. Why are you here?
God, is it to serve God or to get something from God? And bounce.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? And so sometimes it's like, we go into doing music and we're like, okay, we want to glorify God, and at the same time we want to make money. And so there are people that goes into gospel music because, like, yeah, there's money there. And there are people that goes into this ministry to do ministry. to minister to people, right? So, and when you get to that place where you feel like, okay, you are on the shelf, right? Nobody, everybody have forgotten you. It looked like they didn't even remember your name. Like in the beginning of their ministry, they remembered, you know, you. It is you that they call. Now it's like the ministry have gotten big. It's like, you know, you are in the back burner.
Yeah,
they don't know who you are anymore and all kind of stuff, right? So when you go through that season, what do you do? Right?
Exactly.
And so now this is the thing, because I'll tell them, I say, you're going to go through those times. So I just know one thing. As long as you are called, God is going to back up his call.
Amen to that. That's right. You have a calling. And as long as God's going to fulfill the calling in your life, like you said in the beginning, God spoke to me and he gave you a mandate. You have a mission. You felt in your heart, this is not just about me. It's I'm looking beyond this, because God gave me something to do. And if I feel in my heart that this is God sent, I have to accomplish this thing. I just can't say, it didn't work out. I have to get back to what he had designed for me to do in the beginning, because he's going to fulfill his purpose either way. I mean, and the only thing we lose when we give up is time, because eventually he's going to put you back to where you thought it. You're not going to get out of this. Like Jonah, remember Jonah, the story when he tried to give up and quit? And you jump in the ship, and God, the fish swallows him up, and he gets spit on the ocean and back to preaching again.
You know, he
couldn't escape the call that God gave him, you know, even though he thought, maybe I'm going to get away from God. But you see, just to show you that when God tells you to do something, like he told you, you may feel go through the things that we go through, but eventually we're going to get back on that path. And to finish the job and finish the assignment that he initiated, because brother, this is from the foundations of the world.
Yeah. So I you know, the funny thing is, like, because there are people that go into ministry that don't have a calling.
Yes, very good. Right? That's right.
So when you don't have a calling, right, and you go into something, there's no boldness for you to go to back to God and say, God, you call me into this thing.
Yeah, it's shallow. It doesn't have any stuff.
Yeah. So I just answer the call, right? So I need you to back me up.
Exactly.
Exactly. So and, you know, but as long as you're called, you know, just keep grinding. And because one of the things, too, like you were saying, one of the things that God have used me to do is to encourage other people to help them to fulfill their ministry. So oftentimes when we see people, young people that are doing music, they, you know, I always encourage them. And one of the things I always tell them is this: listen, anointing makes the difference. All right? Seek God for his anointing. You know, people can scream at you and shout at you at how many riffs that you do. Riffs, you know, riffing in music is not anointing. It's just a skill. And it's a gift. The anointing of God that destroys the yoke. So if the spirit and the anointing of God is upon your song, you know, I remember one time, it's like I released my first album, and, you know, one of my co-worker, you know, she told me, she's like, man, every time I put this, no matter how chaotic the, you know, the environment is going on in school and stuff like that, when I put this album in, peace always fill the room. I was like, wow. You know, and that's what the anointing of God does.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it is very, very important that, you know, you seek God's face for his anointing. Seek God's face for his power. Because that's the only thing that changes lives.
That's right.
Your riff doesn't change life. Everybody can scream your name, and after they finish screaming your name, they go back home and they are still depressed.
That's
so
right.
What is the point in them listening to your song then? What is the point in them coming under your ministry if the anointing and the power of God is not there? You know,
and
so one of the things is like when God told me to do music, I told God, I said, God, I don't want to be a musician. I said, I want to be a minister. I said, make me a minister. minister your gospel. Help me to minister healing, minister deliverance, minister breakthrough, you know, to people's life. I said, I need that from you. I just don't want to be another singer that just came to the scene. Amen. You know, I want to be a minister. I want to carry the gospel and affect people's life, touch people's life. You know, they're able to listen to the song and they're like, man, they're broken and say, God, I need Christ. I just got to surrender my life to Christ. You know, and so those are the things that I desire. And those are the things that I'm still praying for. I'm still asking God for every single time that, Lord, make me a minister. So I will encourage other artists, just like, you know, pray for his anointing. You know, ask God for his help. You know, there'll be times when you feel discouraged. Don't give up. Just keep moving forward. Just keep pushing forward. There'll be times, you know, it's like you're like, okay, all right, nobody's supporting you. Say, don't worry. You know, just keep doing what God has called you to do. As long as God has called you to do something, man, he's going to back you up.
That's it. I know a lot of young artists, they go through challenges, and you probably heard tons of stuff of why they say, I can't make it for this reason and that reason and this and that. But I think you covered a lot of base, and I think you pretty much have an answer to probably a lot of the things they're going to ask you. And I thank God that you're on the scene in the kingdom, that you can help a lot of people because they can look up to you like a big brother, because you have the stripes, like the sergeant stripes.
Yes, yes.
And you can say, listen, man, let me tell you a little bit about how I dealt with this. And this is an encouraging for those who are going to watch this. Now, I wanted to ask you really quick, which is your, I know you got a lot of songs. We thank God for all of them, but which is the one from your last album that you like the most to perform, and which one that you say, you know what, every time I get on stage, I just love this one. And there's a lot of them, but this is like maybe one of my favorites. Which one is that one, brother?
This album, it was so tough. It was so tough to pick a single.
You're right, because they're all good. I heard the CD, man. I'm like, this is amazing. I gotta, and I started playing it on my radio show, and I'm like, I think it's gonna be number one next week, be honest with you.
Listen, I remember, you know, when we came to the studio and all the vocalists, you know, we were doing the vocals over, and we were like, okay, what is gonna be the single? You know, everybody's like, nah, I like this one. Yo, everything is good, but yeah, this is my favorite. You know, I really don't have favorites. I have like so many favorites on this. You know, it was so hard to pick. Oh man.
Come on, give me one. I know you got a lot of goodies, but I want to know which is the one you. They're almost all the same. And by the way, when you sing, you don't sound Nigerian. I just wanted to just tell you that. I didn't even know you were from Africa, brother, when you started. I said, who is this guy? Like an offshoot of Donnie McClurkin or something? I'm like, yo, this dude sounds American, man. I'm like, when he's and the music. Oh, the way it was arranged and designed, I'm like, bing, bing, bop, bop, beautiful. And then all of a sudden, the vocals and the singers, I said, this guy got something going on. But
listen, I thank God for that. You know, I was able to share some accent, but you know, some Africans they can still pick it out. Yeah,
yeah, boy.
I'll say. Maybe a hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Yes. That was like my second favorite besides Glory. When I heard Hallelujah.
I love Glory too. It's like, you know, man. Yeah, that's a tough question. That one.
You guys got to hear this. I'm playing it right now on Zeno.fm along with some other Nigerian artists, and I'm also playing it on Airtime Pro. We're just letting this song is amazing, and this album is amazing. So I want to begin by wrapping this up, but not ask you, what's on the future for you as a solo artist? Where are you going now? What's going to happen, let's say, in the next year or so? I mean, I don't want to go too far down the road, but let's say it's the rest of the year. What's on the plate? What's going on? What are you planning on doing for the rest of the year?
So for the rest of the year, we just planning on pushing the album. We since this COVID restriction is being lifted a little bit. Hopefully we can put do some shows during the summer. We're going to try to see if we can set that up. And
where are you going to probably do that? Like in Staten Island or Manhattan? Where are you planning to do your show?
We probably do like a 5-borough tour, you know, stuff like that. So we work on that. And also we're going to try to do, you know, one thing that I really wanted to do also is just help other people like get their stuff out. So there's some artists that I'm working with that actually I want to also concentrate on, you know, helping them with their stuff.
Are they from here? Hold on, they're from here or from Nigeria? The artists you're working with?
Yeah, couple of them are from here, and you know, one of them actually is my sister, so I'm working with her, so on some stuff. So I'm writing some stuff for her, you know. And because I think it's like just getting this project off my shoulder is like a big weight lifted up. So then now I can, you know, kind of concentrate on other stuff. So
you're talking about once you do some touring, maybe like maybe outside projects, maybe too, maybe outside, indoors, and maybe in churches and wherever, and maybe outdoor if God opens up an outreach out there, maybe in a park somewhere. You can, because I know you love to minister, and that's the key. And you can have your opportunity. And I know God knows your heart, man. So that may happen this summer. I'm gonna be praying for that can happen. You better invite me because I'm gonna go see you in advance.
Definitely.
We're neighbors.
We might come out to Bronx too. He's like, you know, what church can we come out to do? You know, do a concert in Bronx. So we might do that too.
Yeah, I'm not too far from the Bronx. I'm like on the borderline between Yonkers and the Bronx.
Okay, all right. So we make it work.
Yeah. So definitely, I'm looking forward to that. So what about, let's say, maybe after that? What do you think? You think you're going to maybe another album? Is it something you're going to stay more with producing or again?
I mean, I definitely have another album, you know, because there's so much song God has just given me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to, definitely another album is coming. When, I'm not sure, you know, definitely another album is coming. As a matter of fact, most likely, because I might do some re-release of some of the old songs that I've done and remix and remaster and stuff like that and, you know, re-release it. So like people can like get to know more about those songs and stuff like that. So I might do that.
Well, who do you like as far as music is concerned? What artists are you like listening to? Because every artist always listens to another artist that get inspired.
You know, the funny thing is like when I'm writing, God always put me in a spot where I'm not listening to anybody. So it's weird, you know. So it's like I'm not influenced.
Hey, man, you know? Look at that.
So usually it's like, you know, well, don't let me say when I'm writing because I really don't write. It's like God just kind of gives download into my spirit, you know? So it's like, I can't consider myself a writer because it's like, that's the job of God. I just hear the stuff, you know, I would hear tunes and stuff like that and stuff like that. So, and I would just write it down. And but I really love, I love Phil Thompson, you know, I love William McDowell. Let's see, who else? There's this guy, in Africa now, Dustin Oyekan is like, he's very, 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 you know, very, very good. So I love listening to him too. And Travis Green, I love a lot.
I hear a lot about him. Almost everybody I've spoken to always mentions that name. Yeah, and I still have not heard his songs. I got to listen who this guy is.
You got to check it out.
I keep hearing Travis Green. Everyone I've spoke to or interviewed has always, that name keeps coming up. Yeah. So I'm going to definitely check him out. Check out some of his songs.
I listen to him too. JJ, I love JJ Hairston too. I listen to him too. But usually it's like I just, you know, put stuff on, like I go to YouTube and just, as long as it's worship, man.
So where can people like here get your music? Are they interested in getting your music or downloads and stuff, your songs? Okay. Where can they find them?
So the music is on Spotify, it's on iTunes, All your digital platform is out there. You can also, if you want to get the hard copy, like Gil, has,
I want to show mine, but it's in my car.
Yeah. If you want to get a hot copy, I don't know. I don't have one down
there. I have it here too on my phone.
If you want to get the hot copy, you can go to my website, which is Kayode Music. That's KayodeMusic.com. KayodeMusic.com. So when you go to the store, you can, order it and we send it to it. Send it to you. Also, you can download the song on my website also.
I thought I saw you, I think, on Amazon. Is all your some of your songs on Amazon?
Yeah. It's on Amazon Music. All the digital platform out there is out there.
He got so many, he can't even remember the people. So that's success. God is with him. Because if you're on all digital platforms, that means God is moving in this guy's ministry. That's a blessing to hear. Because we have so many people that come across and they just try to get on top. And you gave some great advice when they watched this video, and they're going to learn a lot from you. And I pray that you continue to do your music and minister like you'd love to do, like I do. I'm Rixley, a preacher. But I love to minister the gospel like you and see lives change. And your CD says it all the way it showed that, demonstrated it with the live effect, the people in there and the man of God praying for people, and then just you got everybody involved. It's a blessing to hope. I pray that the next one would be just as good and even better.
Amen.
So are you any on Sony social media platforms as well as your website?
Yes. So I'm on Twitter at KAKOJENU. KAKOJENU. Same thing for Instagram, KAKOJENU. Facebook, same thing, KAKOJENU.
Amen, amen. So what? Go ahead.
And on YouTube, you could just go to coyotemusic.com.
You're on YouTube also. Oh, I got to check out your YouTube channel. I didn't know you was on YouTube.
Yeah, so you can go on my website. You see all the social media links over there, so you can always.
So after we're done, just text me or your website, because I want to definitely look at your stuff. I'm a fan, brother. I'm your brother in Christ, but I'm also a fan.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So they'll keep playing the music, and I'm going to be sharing them also on all their platforms that I'm able to as well. So let me ask you this final question. What final words can you tell the people out there that are watching this video? Any encouraging words or any advice you may give, anything? I know you gave a lot before, but what else can you add to what you just, as a final thought, what would you tell people that are going this direction, music, ministry, whatever?
Well, I mean, one of the things I would say is, the enemy is going to come to try to discourage you from fulfilling God's purpose. I always tell people that the devil cannot stop God's plan, but he can stop you. So don't allow him to stop you. There are many people that quit, right, on what God has planned for them, for their life. Because it gets tough, it gets hard, it gets rough sometimes, and you get discouraged sometimes. But I want to encourage you, don't quit. Don't give up. It might take you 10 years, it might take you 15. I've been doing music for my first album was 2007.
Wow.
And I released, and I've been doing music way before that. So it's like, just continue just to God's face, continue to hold on to the promise that God has given unto you. The Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie, neither a son of man that he should repent. Good. He will make it good, right? He has spoken it, he will make it good. He has said it, he will do it. All right? So hold on to his word and be encouraged. Don't allow the enemy to bully you out of what God has planned for your life.
Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Encouragement, condemnation, none of that.
Amen. Well said. Well, it was a pleasure having you tonight, Coyote, on the Prophetic Encounter. I'm going to be sharing this on multiple social media platforms, as well as my website, www.gilburgles.com, and playing your music continually on Zeno.fm and Airtime Pro. It's a blessing to meet you, brother. Thank Maybe you. One day I get to see you in person. And may God continue to be with you as I know he will. And may your mantle never fall and your light never go out. And you may continue in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, people, thank you for watching. Until the next time I see you, may the Lord richly bless you. Shalom, shalom from the Prophetic Encounter. Amen.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.